use a looping pedal, and he showed me, and we did this last night. So hope you like it.
Thank you.
darling little thing, isn't it? Yeah, I wrote it in about 5 minutes. I never thought it would do much of anything. A little fart of a song, isn't it? And then Mr. Old Navy telegraphed me one day, and John Old Navy, he said, Old Navi is his real name, but he separated it because it's catchier the other way. Would you like us to, I don't know where he's from, but he's from somewhere. Would you like us to use your song in our commercial for Fair Isle Sweaters? And I said, oh, Mr. Old Navi, I'm just flattered. Yes, use it. And at first they wanted to put like, behind it, stuff like that. Like all techno-y. I'm so like 1993, I don't even know what the term for it is now, but it's like, it's like, if you were, and I watched it and I was like, oh, that's kind of depressing. And then my version was the regular version, and it went up like head to head, and then the regular version went out. So, yes, to the devil with you. And now that's why you're all here, probably, because of the song and the commercial. Because before that happened, I was playing to my mom, and Allie's mom knows about it. Should know it by now. It's just I should tell you that you were my first love. So here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. That was very sweet. That was really sweet and calm and sort of like first, like, I feel like sometimes I do this, I'm gonna do a little thing with you guys, okay? So let's say that we're walking down the street, you're walking this way, I'm walking this way, and I see you, and you catch my eye because you have like a really nice tube top situation happening. And so I say, hey, do you wanna go out for a bite? And you say, yeah. So we go on a date, you and me, and I take you to a really nice restaurant and I buy you lots of drinks because you like to drink. It's okay, I don't judge you. You know, I'm driving, so gotta stay straight. And you get a little loosey-goosey. You're totally showing me, you know, you're telling me what you want me to do. So I take you to my car, I take you home, and I reach in and lean in for a kiss. And what you just gave me was like a dry, half-mouth Aunt Mabel kiss. And I bought you like 7 dirty martinis, so I think I could get a little bit more. So I'm gonna try you in again, and at least let me get a full lip situation, if not a little over the blouse action. Here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Seem to operate, and you, my love, are gone.
piano in my language. So this is the last one of the evening. I'll drool for you because I twittered about that. I like the word drool. That's why I wanted to write a song. Was it, if I drool for you, will you drool for me? That's the only way, baby. Something like that. It's gonna be hot. So this is the final one on the list. But then there's something called an encore. And the way it generally works. This is lame. I should just, you know what? I'm not gonna do it. I'm just gonna stand and do that. We're not gonna have that informed formality of me walking off stage and my little ego is suspended above me, just waiting to be crushed when the applause immediately stops. So I'm just gonna stand. So this is my last song. Thanks for coming. Thanks for supporting a great cause. Thank you for coming. I mean, this venue is quite amazing, and it's so brand new and it's so beautiful. And I just have such. I feel really good feelings for this. That doesn't make any sense, but I'm a bit flustered just because it is. I've played in so many places in New York, and this is just original and beautiful and interesting. And I hope you will continue to frequent. And I want to thank you for being beautiful. Let's. Yeah, goodness gracious. I want to put it on some toast. Slather all over my toast. Okay. Well, do I do it? All right. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm not afraid to die. freaks me. You know, we've been in that room a long time, so I'm afraid to go back. Dark memories back there, 5 hours. A lot of cheese. Okay. Thank you for... If we had walked off stage, you would have brought us back, so that's very sweet of you. Thank you. Just a beautiful night. The Tonics are an a cappella group that I was the...
Tonics!
What are your tonic, Mike? Hi, Mike. My mom here too, anyone? I was the head of an a cappella group for a semester, whatever. But thank you. Are you a Tonic?
No.
Okay, good. Way cooler than me already then. I've seen an a cappella group do this song actually, which is really cool, seeing a cappella groups do your song on YouTube. It's frightening, but it's really validating in some strange, geeky way for me.
What is this song?
This song also, I sang it in Europe with Jason Mraz, and now everybody thinks it's his song, and they're like, oh, this is me doing a cover of the Jason Mraz song. And I'm like, no! Mine! I'm renaming it. Not Jason Mraz's song. My home. But don't you worry there, my honey. We might not have any money, but we've got our love to pay the bills. Maybe I think you're cute and funny. Maybe I wanna do what bunnies do with you, if you know what I mean. Oh, let's get rich and buy our parents' homes in the south of France. Let's get rich and give everybody nice sweaters and teach them how to dance. Let's get rich and build a house on a mountain, making everybody look like ants. From way up there, you and I, you and I.
Well, you might be a bit confused,
and you might be a little bit bruised.
Oh, but baby, how we spoon like no one else. If you will soothe my worried looks,
and we will put the lonesome on the shelf. Oh, let's get rich and buy our parents' homes in the south of France. Let's get rich and give everybody nice sweaters and teach them how to dance. Let's get rich and build a house on a mountain, making everybody look like ants. From way up there, you and I, you and I. Oh, let's get rich and buy our parents' songs in the south of France. Let's get rich and give everybody nice sweaters and teach them how to dance. Making everybody look like ants. From way up there, you and I, you and I. There's a land that I've heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, the bluebirds, they fly so high. Birds fly over the rainbow, why? And oh, why can't I? Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where the rainbow, the bluebird flies so high. Birds fly over the rainbow, and why? Then oh, why can't I? Why? Then oh, why?
Brain is one! That's amazing.